T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Up to 38% now, sure. From 3.
Well, 10 to 13 will do that.
Yeah. The bottom line is, you know, if Clay plays like Clay, they got some action, JD.
I said this last night on Warriors wrap-up. My issue with Clay, and I was really hard on Clay, especially after the Phoenix game, because that was the game where it became apparent that his teammates were like, bro, what are you doing? And I think that led to, in part, this team meeting where the elephants in the room that we're going to get to were addressed. But a part of the reason why I was so hard on Clay was it wasn't that he was missing shots. It was the way that he was playing.
Exactly.
It was the fact that he was, as I've said many times, trying to take 2 shots for every miss in an attempt to almost get his percentage up. It felt like he was not hunting a good game. He was hunting a 40-point game. Every game.
Yes.
And when it didn't happen initially, or he'd start cold, he'd chase it. It was like, oh, I missed my first 3. Now I got to make my next 7 to have the 40-point game.
Right.
And rather than just letting the game come to him. So however it was addressed, and I think we've got some reason to believe, based on what has come out about this team meeting, that Draymond came at him in a way where he said, look, dude, you're being selfish. When you focus on the team as opposed to yourself, it's all good for everybody. You play better, we play better, and then those big games come, but they come when you're not trying to go out and get them.
Right.
It's just when you're... And Klay Thompson clearly made a conscious effort in the game against the Knicks to move the ball. I mean, there were... you could see it. You could see him thinking it.
Yeah.
Am I going to shoot? No, I'm not. I'm going to drive. I'm going to get rid of it. And a couple times he did get it back. Solid game. I almost want to, and last night was awesome. Last night was a legendary display of shooting that really only he and Steph Curry can put on among current players. And he still got that in the bag. Less frequently than he used to, Steiny. But to me, the bigger tell for the whole weekend is, can he play like he did against the Knicks more consistently? And I think that's where it becomes about how he was trying to get the job done, as opposed to even the results. So whatever needed to be said got said,
right?
And Clay got the message and changed his game, so he gets credit for that, at least moving forward.
He does. 888-957-9570 is the number you want to jump into the conversation. Jamichael Green was talking after the Knicks game, and he said the Warriors had a team meeting, and they addressed the elephants in the room, elephants plural. I made a list of what I thought the elephants were, and Klay Thompson obviously was, well, maybe not obviously, but he, to me, was number one. And JD, it's to me, it's just strange. Yeah, he played right, like, he played the right way the last 2 games. I don't understand how he played the previous 6 games like he played. Like, When you're playing like that, you know you're playing like that.
I think he knew and he didn't care.
I know.
And I think that's what was ticking his teammates off.
I think you're right, but why the hell didn't he care? And why did it take them saying, Clay, what are you doing, for him to care?
I think he got so consumed in, and he admitted this, I think, a little bit last night, he got consumed in everybody talking about how he wasn't the same.
Right.
And I think he got defiant, a word we've used a lot, and you have, to the fact that anybody that said he wasn't the same, like, he was going to prove him wrong with every shot.
Right, exactly.
And I think it snowballed. I think he also wants the team to do well. Mm-hmm. I think he did get selfish, but he wants the team to do well so badly that I think with each miss he was thinking, I'm killing the team too.
So I agree with that.
I think some of it comes from a good place.
No
doubt.
Some
of it came from a selfish place.
Right.
Some of it came from a good place to want to help the team. And it sounds like Draymond, and this was another thing, if Draymond Green was the guy that was able to go at Klay Thompson, let's say, like, dude, just be yourself, move the ball, you'll get it back, stop being selfish. If Draymond could do that, and it carried weight in Klay's eyes, to where Klay changed his game for the better, and that becomes a turning point for his season, and thus maybe a turning point for this Warriors season, it's also a tell that maybe Draymond Green's leadership and voice in that locker room is back when we thought it was potentially gone forever.
I hear you there.
We don't
I hear
yet.
You there. Right. And to me, you know, we may never see if Draymond had a voice, lost a voice, and then regained his voice. There's still the issue to me with the youngsters and the oldsters and how you mesh those two entities to try to win a title. Let's go to Yule. Yule's in Houston. Hey, Yule, what's going on? You were at the game last night?
Yeah, what's up, Spani? What's up, JD? Yeah,
hey, man.
I was at the game with my family.
Nice.
It was, like, a very good game to watch. I live here in Houston, so I usually watch the Warriors when they come down. And, you know, the first quarter, it was almost like old times. I thought it was going to be a scrimmage game blowout, but the lead evaporated. And I thought I was going to see more from Kuminga and Moody, but I think they should have went down to the G League with Wiseman as well.
Mm.
I want them to contribute at the end of the year, and they need run too. Like, I know they're going to get run tonight, but I don't think it's enough, like, for them to get their confidence up. But it was just legendary to see Klay go nuclear. Like, this is the first time I ever saw it, like, live in person. I always watched it on TV. And then, like, for Steph, I got the video on my phone, like, when he made that dagger three for the night-night. That was, like, just amazing, just for my little one-year-old daughter and my older daughter to witness, like, a GOAT in person. Like, just really to watch that. So,
no doubt.
I'm just thankful for the Warriors.
Thanks, Yule. Appreciate the call. Glad you had a good time. That shot. I mean, I can't believe. What is he in his 13th year? Something like that?
Yeah.
Curry. I'm telling you, JD.
Oh, the fadeaway?
No,
yeah, the fadeaway night-night.
I mean, he don't even hit the rim. I'm telling, like, and...
Well, it's gotten to the point where you... I mean, that shot goes up. I think it's going in.
I do think it's going in, but...
In the context of, all right, this is the true dagger shot, because he's hit so many dagger shots like that over these last 8 years or so.
I mean, for me, JD, it's... You know, he's played 1,000 regular season games or so, 800. And he plays that game last night and makes some of the shots he makes. And 13 years in, I'm like, you got to be kidding me with these shots. Like, these shots are crazy that he's making. They're from so far out.
No doubt.
Like, they shot 54% or 51% from three last night. Three guys made more threes in a game than any three guys have ever made in a game before. Klay had 10. Curry had, what?
Curry had 7, I believe.
7, and Wiggins had 6 for 23. Three guys combined for 23 three-pointers.
Yeah.
That's the most ever that three guys have combined for.
And it was 23 of 38.
I mean, just absolutely, positively incredible. Incredible. And Klay was at the heart of it. Now the question is... And see, but this is kind of what I mean. My question, okay, can they keep it going? Well,
60% from three.
Incredible.
For those three.
And it still was a little closer than you'd like, JD.
Yeah, I don't see, for last night.
But okay.
I don't
fair
care
enough.
About that.
Fair enough.
You
they
know
got
why?
Their first win.
Because they hadn't won that game at
That's
any
true.
Point. So it doesn't matter. Like, they
true.
Were 0-for, whether it was Orlando or Miami or Detroit or Sacramento, wherever they were playing when they were in a game like that where they had a chance to win it, Charlotte,
yep.
They didn't win it. So to me, you can't, the first time you get one like that when you hadn't won any game like that before, it has to be counted as a net positive.
You're right. You're right.
Like, we can't be rating wins right now when you're 8-9.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm worried about this stretch coming up. If I were a Warrior fan, they're at New Orleans. Then they come home Wednesday against the Clippers.
They're beatable.
Then the Jazz.
They're beatable.
Then they go on the road, play Minnesota and Dallas. I mean, that's one, JD, where can they get can they win three out of five of those? To me, that would be pretty darn good with three of those being road games.
You're counting tonight as part of that?
Unfortunately, I am.
So you're counting. So what you're saying is, can they go? Can they go 3-1?
Yeah.
In the four.
Essentially.
Kinda. Now, because, I mean, and we'll see. You never know. I mean, I do think, and we don't know if Wiggins and Looney are going to play or not. They're questionable. Steph, Klay, Draymond are out. That's been announced within the last hour. Wiggins and Looney are questionable. If Wiggins and Looney play, and the Pelicans overlook them a little bit, and the young guys play well, I mean, I think... Pelicans overlooked him a little bit in that game a couple of weeks ago, and the Warriors hung around.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it's probably a Pelicans win tonight, but I'm never going to be one to completely rule a game like that, especially in today's NBA, where teams on a nightly basis play down to the level of the competition.
Right, right. Let's go to Junior. Junior's in Fremont. Hey, Junior, what's going on, man? Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. That's also the number for the Xfinity Mobile text line. Golden State Warriors, they win last night 127-120. Klay Thompson goes for 41 points. 10 for 13 from 3, 14 for 23. It's the game that he wanted in a big way. And according to Klay, hopefully the floodgates open now. Not going to play tonight, neither's Curry, neither's Draymond Green. But when they get back to the Bay on Wednesday against the Clippers. Jermichael Green talked about the team meeting. We'll talk more about that on the other side. Talk some Warriors on the other side. And we got Lorenzo Neal. Lorenzo Neal at 1 o'clock. Of course, the 49ers are in Mexico City. I'm telling you right now, they better win that game, JD. If they don't win that game, I'm coming hard tomorrow. I'm coming hard tomorrow on Shanahan.
It'd be fair.
I think so.
At 5-5 with 7 to go?
And a loss to the Cardinals?
It'd be more than fair. Well, again, when's the last time the Niners beat the Cardinals? They've lost 3 of the last 4 to the Cardinals.
Well,
and the only one
Cliff
they won
Kingsbury,
was when
baby.
The Cardinals were out of it already.
That's right. And Colt McCoy beat them last year.
So the last three meaningful games that the 49ers and Cardinals have played, the Cardinals have won all three. That's not nothing.
No, it's not.
That's not nothing at all, Steiny.
No, it's not. All right, 888-957. Sorry about that, JD. 888-957-9570 is the number. JD and I are going to talk about some of the elephants in the room. And maybe some of those elephants got a little smaller last night. Maybe a couple left the room. But Jermichael Green talked about a team meeting where they addressed elephants in the room. What do you think the elephants in the room were? 888-957-9570. I'm back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back with JD on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Holy cannoli, this is crazy.
Curry finds Thompson, bounce past Draymond, goes in, throws out Wiggins, left corner, won't shoot it, over to Curry, to Thompson, Thompson double clutched it, it's good! Klay Thompson for three, he's got 38.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, no Guru today. John Dickinson in instead. We're talking Warriors. They beat the Rockets last night, 127-120. Coming up in a half hour, we'll be joined by one of the greatest fullbacks of all time, Lorenzo Neal, like he always does on a Monday. And we'll get into the 49ers and Arizona Cardinals. So did I read this correct? So Denver is the Mile High City. That's 5280 mm-hmm. feet, right? We talking over 7,000 for Mexico City?
Yeah, the altitude is higher in Mexico City than it is in Denver.
Yikes! That's going to be a factor.
Which is why the 49ers practiced in Colorado the last 3 days leading up to this game.
Right. So, they got a little weather,
yeah,
but at least they were at altitude.
Well, that could help them for Philly in January.
That's true. We're talking about the elephants in the room. This is Jermichael Green from over the weekend. Take a listen.
We addressed the elephants in the room. You know, we had that hard conversation that a lot of people don't want to have. We had that conversation. It was much needed. And I think it got people more focused and locked in into what we had to do as a team.
You know, one of the things, there's stuff going on
Definitely.
With this team. And it's undeniable. It's undeniable. Where, to what level crap is going on? Not quite sure. Maybe less crap now than 3 or 4 days ago, but what do you think are some of the elephants in the room? We'll just go one by one here, and if you want to join in at 888-957-9570, what do you think they talked about if they talked about elephants in the room?
I got a sense that things were coming to a head from being in Phoenix
right.
last week. And the way that that game went down and the Suns not having some rotation players and the Warriors still just being just so bad defensively and unenergetic. And I think Klay Thompson was at the top of my list. The shot selection for Klay Thompson, I know you talked about it. We've addressed that. I think just the commitment to playing hard and playing defense, I think from even the core champion guys, it was has been an issue. I think they've been in coast mode, especially in a lot of these games against some of the lesser opponents in games that they've lost, where they want to be able to win it with their offense and not expend a ton of energy setting a tone defensively.
Right.
So I think one of the things that may have not originally come up, but it's Hey, we got to play harder. We got to play whatever.
Definitely.
And I could see somebody saying, well, you guys have got to play harder. Like if a starting player is saying that, or if maybe Steve Kerr is addressing, like, you guys have to, like, we can talk about the young guys, and I think the young guys being completely unable to contribute would be a third one at this point. And like, hey, you can't sulk. You got to be ready to play. You got to play with energy. You can't be pouting. So, I mean, those are a couple of them. I think Jordan Poole, like, would be another one that would be on my list of elephants in the room. Hey, you want to start? Great. You ain't starting right now, so suck it up and play well when you're coming off the bench, that kind of thing.
Let's go back to their defense, because I have one of the things I have is bench has been, well, overall defense has been awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's starters and bench. Did you see the Steve Kerr quote from after last night's game? He was asked about Wiggins. And I know, I just think it's kind of interesting that the first 20 games, whatever it is, what about deep? Well, Steph's been fine. Wiggins has been fine. Draymond's been good. Well, not according to Steve Kerr. This is what he said about Andrew Wiggins last night. I don't think his defense has been as good as it was last year. I think he knows that. I think it goes hand in hand with our team's overall defense. Every single guy has to look in the mirror, coaches too. We have to think about our schemes and possibly make some adjustments because we're giving up too many points. All right? Guess Wiggins hasn't been that good defensively.
Well, yeah, and that stuck out to me last night as well. I also think they need Wiggins. Like, Wiggins can't coast be at the level that maybe Steph or Clay or Draymond can because Wiggins is younger. And they're just in a weird spot. Like, they need Wiggins in a lot of ways to kind of carry him on defense or anchor him on defense.
Yeah.
Guard the best guard on the
and
other team.
And we don't
or the
have to worry
wing.
About him. Right.
And that allows a certain level.
Right.
Because he's only 27.
Yeah.
Right? He's not 33, 34, 35. And so I think if he kind of senses, you know what, I'm part of this champions core now, I can kind of pick my spots a little bit. I think it sets a bad chance. That is an underlying issue for the Warriors collectively. It's that there are different agendas is probably too strong, because I think that's almost a separate conversation. But I do think you've got Clay who's trying to, you know, he's got boxes he wants to check. And you've got Steph, who has boxes he wants to check. And they're contingent on Wiggins now having to be this other player that he hasn't been to this point. And then the young players have things they want to do that are maybe incapable of doing. But I think Wiggins is key because he's young prime.
Right.
And if he plays harder, in a way, it allows the others to not have to play as hard. And I think that the veteran players want to not have to play as hard, but still pick their spots and able to win games. So that's, I hope I'm articulating that properly. But
and to take it a step further, I think what the Warriors want out of Wiggins is kind of what they were getting from him last year. I would not call Andrew Wiggins a stopper.
Carry us a little bit defensively.
But we're going to put, tonight, let's just say we're going to put you on, Brandon Ingram. All right? And you got to, and we're not going to worry about Ingram. He's all your responsibility. But by not having the other four guys have to worry about him, it makes their job easier. And he did that a lot in the playoffs last year when he just guarded a guy and just did a nice job on him. Didn't shut him down, but guys didn't have a big game against him either. Philmo Mike, what's going on, Philmo?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
I like when y'all are together, man. Y'all get y'all get kind of deep with it, sort of like Rado and Damon. But anyway, I had a question. One of the elephants in the room I had was kind of like the two different timelines, the youngsters versus the OGs. And then I had a question for y'all, since y'all like journalists, maybe I should ask Rado, when did team meetings become, so I'm 38, I've been hearing, oh, we have a player-only meeting. When was the first team meeting that really made significance that y'all can remember?
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to get off subject, but I just had, you know, I just wanted to ask y'all that question.
Thanks, Philmo.
Well, historically, it's a bad sign if you're having team meetings. Because, and I mentioned this with Whitey on Warriors this week on Saturday. It's kind of, all right, well, they had their team meeting, and that's great. They played better against the Knicks. But typically, if a team is a bad team, it only lasts for a handful of games, and then the old habits come back, and then it's like, well, what do you do now? Do you have to have another meeting, and you find yourself? So I'm optimistic that the Warriors are not going to have to necessarily be one of those teams, but, I mean, how many team meetings did the Cohan-era Warriors have?
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, my feeling on team meetings is they help in the short term. But I don't know that anything gets solved long term. But who knows? Who knows? I mean, there have been team meetings that we've never found out about that either worked or didn't work. Here's one of mine. You know, I think that we haven't even talked about the Draymond Green Jordan Poole lingering punch. And when we bring up Jordan Poole as an elephant in the room, we don't know how much that overlaps with his issues. In other words, I don't think Jordan Poole's playing right. He's not playing well. Is it safe to say he doesn't want to come off the bench? See, this is what I was telling Evan on the way in here. I was saying, okay, so I know he signed his contract. I know he knows the team he's on. I know he's cognizant of where this franchise is. So I wonder if he's just like, you know what, I'm not going to start for this team for two more years. Like, I'm not going to be a starter in this league for two or three more years, and I wonder if that's like bothering him,
or he thought maybe that he'd be in the lineup with Clay.
Yeah, that's probably
like, hey, in the regular season, why can't we play? Looney goes to the bench.
He also
and I
might
start.
Be saying, he also might be looking at what happened the first 17 games and outstretched arms saying, okay, so I can't. If he's going to start playing like this, I'm never going to start. You know what I mean? Like,
meaning Clay.
Correct. If you're going to let Clay play like this as a starter, okay, I'll never get on the court then as a starter because he's been awful.
I think some of it, rather than getting too deep in the weeds at this point on Jordan Poole's mentality, I think some of it is as simple as he just plays better with better players, and he, at this stage of his career, is not able to carry an inferior group of players.
Correct.
Like, to me, that's because you look at, he gets plugged in for Clay the game against San Antonio, and it was humming.
Right.
He's playing with Steph and Draymond and all of that. They were 18-2 and 29-9 with him as the predominant starter last year with Clay Thompson. So I think that unlocked a level of play in him, which, fair or unfair, it's just real, has not been there when he's been asked to be a more true sixth man. Like, him as a sixth man, since Klay Thompson came back, really, he hasn't thrived in that role or even been good in that role. So I think that's an underlying issue or an elephant in the room that I think has to be addressed. His mentality on it, I don't really know. How much the Draymond, I don't really know. I'm a little reluctant to go too far on that because we don't know.
Well, he has,
but it ain't working.
Well, he has, to me, it feels like Jordan Poole does, and I know it's easy to say, he just got paid $140 million. What are his problems? But you know, this is a new role for him.
Sure.
Now, he's come off the bench before, but they're asking him to be, they're asking him to do it all year, obviously, and play a certain way. So that's an adjustment, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt there because he's a young player and he helped them win it last year. Let's go to Mario. Mario's in Santa Clarita. I believe there's an amusement park in Santa Clarita, if I'm not mistaken. What's up, Mario?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
I just think that Warriors, despite everything, they might be good, you know?
Thanks, Mario.
All right.
They might be good.
They might be.
They're 8-9 right now. Let's clean that up with a Leroy. Leroy in Oakland, you got an elephant in the room.
Save us, Leroy.
I do. Hey, Steiny. Hey, JD.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Miss You Goo. Listen, I think the elephant in the room is kind of the major thing that they talked about in the meeting, and that's how selfish everyone has become since the punch. It's like everyone just kind of took their side and went their own separate way and going, I'm going to shot hunt and I'm just going to be about me. And that's not strength in numbers, and that's not the Warriors way. And I think they talked about that in the meeting, and hopefully they got that squared away, because in the end, they're going to have to become a team. They're going to have to be together, and it's going to have to be strength in numbers as always. And then let me run something by you guys real quick. I was noticing, like, in our losses, like, we're always letting the other team's six or seven man get off. And I think, you know, honing in on defensively, you know, we got to make sure we don't let the other team's, you know, six and seven guy get off. And they've been getting off a lot. They even got off the other night. But because of Clay's big game and Curry's big game, we were able to overcome that. But keep an eye on that, guys. God bless.
Yeah,
part of it is the Warriors. That's just other teams have better players coming off the bench than the Warriors do.
Well, that's true. Other teams have more athleticism. I think the defense is a big problem. I mean, and I'm trying to think if it's solvable. I think it's solvable in stretches, but
Regular season solvable.
What do you mean?
Because it doesn't have to be as good in the regular season to be solved.
Right. But I wonder. Like, I truly believe one of the things that was going on is, you know, sometimes you just know you're not playing as hard as you really need to. Like, they need to get back to, like, all right, let's try to scratch out a win no matter, like, do it all. Because, you know, those championship teams, JD, they were great defensive teams. I mean, they could clamp down.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
They can't flip
a switch. They could go through the motions for a half,
right.
Come out in the third, we're going to hold you to 18, score 35, night-night.
Yep.
Clay could
lock his guy up. Iguodala was a good defender. Wiggins, obviously. Draymond. So that gives you three really good defenders on the floor, and then you throw Looney in there, another good defender who's a good helper. I don't know that they can get. I don't know that they can become a really good defensive team with their personnel right now. I don't. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. It's crazy. I called Dan DeVone's show and Shamari Block about a week ago, and I stated that what Kerr needs to do is take himself and maybe two other staff and sit down and have a meeting so they can iron out whatever the wrinkles they're experiencing, and they did that. And the reason why that was necessary is because of the last caller, Leroy, what he was talking about. He touched on it, and he's spot on. These guys were playing for themselves. They weren't playing for each other.
Right.
I think that was the biggest elephant in the room. I think Kerr pointed that out. And I also think that that is going to help them moving forward, because now they realize that, hey, you know what? We're strength in numbers. We're not strength. We don't have no strength when we're playing by ourselves. Thanks, guys.
All right. You know, the idea that Clay was being selfish. Okay. But here's where I'm coming from, JD. If you say Clay was selfish or, you know, was playing selfishly, and I thought he was, well, they got a bunch of selfish guys right now.
Who else? In a crazy kind of way.
I think Jordan Poole right now is that way. I think Kuminga and Wiseman have been selfish. Believe it or not.
Really? I could see Kuminga. I don't know about Wiseman.
Well, okay. When I say selfish...
By the way, another night where Kuminga plays and plays terribly and doesn't play.
You know, selfish is too strong of a word. But what I'm saying is...
Why isn't Kuminga playing?
Wiseman. He's wrapped up in himself. And rightfully so. He's got no idea what's going on in his career. Kuminga, wrapped up in himself. Doesn't mean he's selfish. But his head's spinning around.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, like, there's so many levels. Those guys are just playing right now when they get out on the court. You know, they've got to, A, start to be competitive when they're out on the court, and then they got to learn how to play with championship players. So I do think there's disappointment there with Kuminga and Wiseman. Guys, you're not going to be stars right now. You're just not. So why don't you latch on to one or two things and focus on it?
Well,
and it just doesn't feel like they're doing that. It feels like Wiseman and Kuminga, they want to score, and they want to...
Well, they feel like that's the only way they know how to impact the game in a positive way.
That's the way it is.
And I think the Warriors coaching staff, I'm sure, has told them that that's not the case. But when push comes to shove, it's what it always falls back to,
right.
I think, is, well, if I'm not scoring, what else do I do?
We're going to talk Niners in about 10 minutes with Lorenzo Neal. Lorenzo Neal joining us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk 49ers. They play the Arizona Cardinals with a little doubleheader. Simultaneously, though, two screens for you tonight?
Three screens.
Oh!
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know that I'm going to need...
What's the third?
I don't know that I'm going to... Well, that's the thing. The third is kind of a
miscellaneous?
Yeah, you track things.
So do you have, like, two TVs mounted?
I have one bigger TV. It's not massive, but it's a 46-incher.
Right.
I have one 46-incher, and I have two 32s that flank the 36.
How come you never invite me over, man?
Come
to watch a game.
Come over any time. Usually I'm working. I got the studio.
That's true.
I got the home studio going. My place is small.
That's all right.
But it's effective. It's highly effective. But yeah, I got the 46 in the lab with the two 32s.
Well done.
And so yeah, there'll be a 32 on. I'll go back and forth. One gets the sound.
Sure.
The other two have, like, I actually have some wireless headphones. So if I want to really lock in, I can just put the...
This guy. He's got it locked.
Yeah. But I usually want, like, one game will get the sound. I don't know. Probably
sure.
Probably the Niner game.
You have the true lab.
Yeah.
Not Guru.
Yeah, and then I've got the table set up, which can come out, and then I got, you know, I can hook up all the microphone stuff and all that, the Zoom. I can lean right, and I got the computer.
Sure.
Yeah. It's all mobile.
That's nice.
It's all mobile.
Tony's in Oakland. What's going down, Tony?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How we doing today?
Dynamite.
All right, man. So right before you guys say the topic, I just want to put my little two cents in. Stoddy, I agree with you, and I also disagree with you. So I think Jordan Poole actually isn't being selfish enough. I think that the second unit needs to realize that everything needs to be run through him in the second unit. As you can see in the San Antonio game, there were times where Kuminga was given, like, half-ass screens. I mean, the young guys, they got to do the dirty work, man. They got to stop playing checkers and play chess. You got to get, if you want points, you want to score, you got to do the dirty work. I see Moody, you know, he tries to play defense, but he plays too aggressive. He's trying to be too much like Gary Payton. Like, you got to be mind manipulative. You want the guy to go left, you got to force him that way. Don't always reach for everything. I think those are the two biggest elephants in the room besides Clay, is that Jordan Poole needs to run the second unit better. And the young guys just need to play dirty. They need to start playing grown man basketball. You know, they're not being selfish. They're being senseless. They're not thinking before they act. They need to play better than that. All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, that's good stuff, Tony.
You know,
I don't have a problem with anything he said.
I will say about Poole, and I'm reluctant to kind of get in his head.
Right.
But I do think there's a little bit of, like, you mean I got to carry these guys?
Right.
Like, I run with Steph.
Right.
And Draymond and average 20 a game, and we win at a championship level in the regular season last year for half a year,
right?
Until Clay comes back, and it's like, it's, you want me to carry these guys? Like,
I do think there's some of that there,
like,
but I also
that's beneath me, although you're getting paid $30 million a year coming up. For it not to be beneath you. I could understand that more if you're getting $4 million a year, although technically I guess he's only getting $4 million for this year.
Right. No, I hear you there. I mean, he hasn't been good.
You think that's part of
it,
though?
Yes, I do.
Like
I absolutely think it's part of it.
You want me to carry these dudes that are two levels behind me right now.
And
that
why,
makes me look worse.
That's why I make a distinction between Kuminga, Wiseman, Moody. And then Poole. Poole's advanced.
Poole's on his own.
Yes.
It's almost as if the Warriors have two different teams, Stein.
Exactly.
They have the veteran team, they have the young team, and then they have Poole and, like, DiVincenzo and Jermichael Green, who play on both teams.
Right.
And Poole's like, I don't want to play on that team. I want to play on this team.
Exactly. I mean, some guys really...
It's like if you're playing pickup and you get with your guys that you like.
See, that's...
And then all of a sudden you got to, like... The numbers don't add up, so you got to go play for the other team. You're like, I don't want to do that.
Dude, there's nothing more frustrating than that. Seriously, when you're out on a court, you look at the other team, it's like, you know, they got some good players, and I don't have that great of players. So now you're already in a position where you feel like you have to do too much. Or you say, you know what? He's got to figure it out. He's got to figure it out. I think he will. But I also think, you know, he is a different kind of guy, but I can't explain. I think he keeps a lot to himself, actually, Jordan Poole. But you're right. Look, one of the elephants I had in my room, basically there's a disconnect between. I think there's a few disconnects, and we're gonna get Lo Neal on the other side to talk some Niners. We'll wrap up the Warriors right now. For now, I think there's a disconnect between the young guys and the old guys on the team. I think there might be a little disconnect between the front office and the coaching staff too.
I could see that.
And just because some people may want to play Kuminga and Wiseman a little more than Steve Kerr does, and Steve Kerr probably saying, I can't play him if we want to win. All right, here's what's coming up. We got Lorenzo Neal on the other side. Why does everybody think the 49ers just going to roll tonight? That's Cliff Kingsbury on the other sideline. Mm-hmm. Next segment, sponsored by the Department of Healthcare Services.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.